You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The big Mamma Jamma plows that are usually on the highways rolled through the neighborhood yesterday and trying to get some of the bumpy roads smoothed out throughout the neighborhoods that a lot of people are still dealing with. And it was hilarious to see all the men come wandering out of the houses yesterday to watch giant plow on our street. This guy was going back and forth and backing up and scraping. And it truly was like little kids on a playground, you know, watching, you know, somebody play with toys. It was like, ooh, there's a big piece of heavy machinery on the street. That's all something about critique and watch him.
There's something about watching the heavy machinery. I remember many years ago, back when there were VHS tapes, that one of the biggest VHS tape sellers was just a tape of big trucks and like graders and bulldozers and front end loaders and stuff like that. That people would buy, and they'd sit their kids down, and kids would be fascinated in front of the TV. It wasn't a movie, it wasn't a documentary. It was just video of bulldozers, dump trucks, graders, and things like that.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'd probably
watch
that.
The kids were mesmerized.
Yeah.
By.
Well, the adult men are mesmerized as well. It was pretty. It was kind of funny to watch the guy driving the plow, and you could tell he just felt like a god. You know, he was just in there. He would give everybody the nod or the little.
Oh,
you know, he'd
funny.
Tap his hard hat and point at you. You know, he was I am God right now.
That's funny.
Other than that, you know, yesterday around this time, I was kind of complaining a little bit that we had to drive to Evergreen late last night for a basketball game. This league that my son is in that involves a little more driving around the state to play the games, and this one was, you know, definitely out of my bubble, especially late at night when you got to get up early. So we were like, I don't want to go.
I also warned you yesterday about how the people in Evergreen cheat. So
yeah, well, it didn't happen last night. We smashed them last night. We did really well. And,
so
you
guys were the cheaters yesterday.
Right. You know, Reed was kind of, I'm tired. I don't want to go. And, of course, I wouldn't want to go and so far. And Nicole was like, screw you guys. We're paying for this. We're going. and I'm really glad that we did, because something happened to my son last night, and he rocked it. He came into his own all of a sudden playing basketball, and he had the best night ever playing, and it was so much fun to watch. And by the end of the game, this woman that was sitting next to us, she's like, if there is an MVP ball for the game, Reed would be getting it tonight.
Aww.
He was stealing the ball. He was, you know, dribbling all the way down the court. He was making baskets. The coach, even at the end, it was like, Reed, best game of the season. What happened to you? So it was a really good night. So I don't know if that's just a lesson and, you know, suck it up. And
No, I'll tell you what happened.
What's that?
Is that it was a prime time game. You know, how do you think that coach of the CU Buffs got his name? It's because he performed best, you know, in prime time.
There you go.
So instead of going to one of these Saturday morning games or whatever, you put him under the lights and Reed's going to come out and shine in prime.
He did great. So we had a couple proud parents last night. And I will tell you, it made the drive worthwhile, because I know it's like if we had driven to Evergreen and they had lost and he had sat on the bench the whole night, I would have been, you know, really ticked off. But
so it was a nice
was a
drive
good night.
Home.
It was a very nice drive home. And Nicole's like, you know, if it wasn't so late, we'd be taking you to Dairy Queen. You did so well. I was like, no, let's not get him jacked up with sugar before bed. But
what time did you get home?
It was a good night. It was like close to 9-ish, around there. So it's like, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Good night, man. Good night for me, man. Good night.
I'm glad no double dribbling or anything.
No traveling, nothing like that. So
that's fantastic.
It was a fun night for us.
That's fun. Today is National Houseplant Appreciation Day, and I just want to point out that I do have a green thumb, and I have kept plants alive for decades. My ficus tree, before I moved, I had it for 27 years, and a bunch of other plants as well. I've got two plants from my dad's funeral service that are now coming up on 20 years, and they're thriving and doing great. And I have to say that I lord it over my wife a little bit, because Gretchen struggles. She's so good at doing everything else in the world, but with plants, she has a brown thumb while I have a green thumb. And I just want to point out to people who struggle with this, because in the story they're saying, hey, try not to kill anything for just this one day in your house.
Right. I mean, isn't it just water and sunlight? I mean,
that's just it. There's two components to this. I water my plants once a week, every weekend. That's it. I know how much they each like to drink. I water them once a week. And here's the other trick. I do it. I talk to my plants.
How are you today?
I talk to my plants, and I don't care. Even if there's somebody in the room, I don't care. I'm not embarrassed by it. When I'm watering them, I will say a few nice uplifting words to them. I will say, like, you almost talk to your pets. Because we talk to our pets, and we're not expecting them to reply.
Yeah. Do you say, like, somebody looks thirsty?
So, you know, something like that, or I'll say something. Sometimes I refer to them almost like I'm talking to my parents.
Yeah.
You know, through them sometimes, because it comes from their funeral service.
Absolutely.
But otherwise, I do just talk to them. And for those of you who have always struggled with keeping plants alive in your house, water once a week, talk to them.
There you go. Are any of these plants in your bedroom? Because you probably have to apologize to them a lot for what they had to see.